Welcome to the University of Florida's podcast. This podcast features a discussion between Robert Navarro, a professor for UF's online Master of Science in Pharmaceutical Outcomes and Policy, and John Berry, a recent graduate of the program. John is a managed market account manager for a large pharmaceutical manufacturer, and he pursued the program's pharmacy regulation and policy track, while concurrently completing his MBA. Let's listen to see how the online master's degree in pharmaceutical outcomes and policy benefited him by providing invaluable learning experiences and career development opportunities.
This is Robert Navarro, faculty member in the Department of Pharmaceutical Outcomes and Policy at the University of Florida College of Pharmacy. I teach in our online Master of Science in Pharmacy program. Our program is designed for working professionals with live online class sessions held on weekends and evenings. Students complete the program in approximately 2 years. I'm joined today by John Berry, a recent graduate of our program. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Robert. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I hope you are. John, please introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about where you are from a work or professional perspective, and tell us about your current responsibilities, please.
Sure. My name is John Berry. Currently, I work as a managed markets account manager for a large pharmaceutical manufacturer. My responsibilities at the time are mainly managing the relationships and direct contracting responsibilities with several small to mid-sized PBM customers that are located throughout the central region of the U.S.
Very good. And John, when did you graduate from our program?
I graduated from the UF component of the program in spring of 2012, and then I just recently finished up the MBA portion of the program in spring of 2013.
Very good. As some prospective students may know, we have a concurrent MBA-MS program, and I'll ask you a little bit about how you balance that workload a little bit later. John, our master's programs offers five tracks, including applied pharmacoeconomics, clinical research regulation and pharmacy, drug regulation affairs, patient safety and medication risk management, pharmacy regulation and policy. Students also have the opportunity to complete a concurrent MBA, as you have done. John, what track did you take?
I completed the pharmacy regulation and policy track.
And why did you select that track, and tell us about your interest in that track?
Well, we're working on the manufacturer side of the pharmaceutical industry. Their policy issues tend to surface quite a bit, and I wanted to have a heavier focus on policy. When I started the program, the Affordable Care Act had not yet passed, but there was pretty major talk that healthcare reform, you know, was on the horizon. So when I started the program, the timing really just felt right. And as I entered the program and started to get some exposure to some of the content and courses, the type of learning around policy with that focus just became more and more relevant at my place of work. So it just seemed like the right track for me.
Describe the level of work required for the courses, especially as you went through a concurrent MS and MBA program.
Well, it's definitely manageable. The one thing that I liked about the program is that the courses are offered one at a time. So as I would take courses for the MS Pharm portion, I would not be concurrently taking MBA courses. When I went through the program, I would take some MS Pharm courses and then mix in some MBA courses kind of back and forth. I'm not sure if that's the way that it still goes, but I actually really enjoyed that because it was kind of a change of pace between, you know, one class to the next. And really from class to class, I found that not all classes were the same. Some you might be able to get by, you know, if work was heavier, there were other family obligations. I could maybe get by with devoting, you know, 10 or 12 hours a week to the program. For other classes that were more demanding, it may have been 20 or 25 hours a week. But again, because the courses were taken just one at a time, it really did feel manageable.
John, students pursuing the master program often complete our program in about 2 years, sometimes a little over 2 years. Students can take a semester off if necessary. Can you talk about the duration of the program, and did you take any semesters off?
I did take semesters off. So the 2.5 years was originally my target and my goal when I started the program. But I had two things happen. One was I had a change of job, same employer, but I took on a new responsibility and had to relocate. So the timing worked out where I was able to sort of jump out of the program and refocus on, you know, my family recently moving and then also get up to speed with my new job. I ended up taking about a semester off, and then I jumped back in. And then about a year later, I had some other personal things come up where I had to take some time off. So all told, it took me a little bit closer to 4 years to get through the program. But the flexibility of the program really did help, because at those moments when I ended up taking time off of school, I really did need, you know, the extra bandwidth to devote elsewhere. And the flexibility was very much appreciated on my end.
Please describe your experience with the course instructors. How approachable are they?
I found the instructors to be very approachable. There was always ample opportunity, whether it was, you know, via email or through the live class sessions, to either instant message or just using your voice, ask them a question as the, you know, the classes are interactive. But my experience across the board with both the MBA and the MS Farm program is that the instructors were very responsive. And anytime, you know, there were special circumstances or I had an issue that I had to deal with, I never had an issue.
Our classes are weekends and evenings. And as you mentioned, they're live synchronous sessions where other students and an instructor are presenting material, and also there's a live discussion. Talk about the value of those live synchronous sessions.
I think they were very valuable. I've taken coursework outside of this program where it's been just sort of, you know, play. It's housed somewhere and you play it back on demand. And it's really hard to kind of get a sense for, obviously, you know, the first thing is if you have questions, you can't dig into a recording. You can't raise your hand and ask a question. But at the same time, beyond that, it was always good to kind of get a sense for just sort of the feel of the class, you know, what was important, what the topics were that kind of rose to the top, and, you know, and would sort of draw out that deeper discussion. It kind of helped you, you know, level set as far as where you should probably focus time in the courses. And then additionally, you know, from just the professor interaction, the interaction with classmates was invaluable. Coming from the manufacturer side, and I do not have a clinical background, a number of my classmates do. So many of the topics that we would get into, there would be PharmDs in the class, people with various backgrounds, whether they're PharmDs or JDs or you name it. We had a lot of different people that participated as students in the classes that could really offer fantastic perspective to the discussion. And I have to say that I feel like I learned, you know, maybe not quite as much, but close to as much from my classmates through various mediums, be it discussion boards or live classroom sessions, you know, as I did from the class content itself.
John, in addition to the weekly quizzes and exams for each class, students have to pass a comprehensive exam and they have to come to Gainesville to write that final exam. Can you talk a bit about preparation for the comprehensive exam, especially after going through a four-year program, and describe your experience on that day of the comprehensive exam?
It was definitely a challenge. I mean, I won't sugarcoat it. It was a difficult exam. It reminded me a lot of, you know, back being a high school student taking the SATs, where you sit down in a room and you really have to buckle down and just dig in. As far as preparation, I felt that the study guide, so to speak, that was offered that kind of told you, look, these are the big rocks that would be helpful to focus on, were helpful. I think that the exams were fair. The exam questions, from my experience, were not too nitpicky. They were more based on kind of general learnings and larger topics. And, you know, the sense I got was, look, if you went through, you did the work, you took the classes, and you spent, you know, ample time going through and kind of looking back at your archives and brushing up on the information, that you would be in a good position to pass. And I passed. I feel like I did fairly well at the comprehensive exam. You know, I guess the way to put it is it's fair, but it's definitely it's a lot of work, so it's something you have to prepare for.
John, after going through the program, what would you like potential students to know about the program? What is it that you wish you knew as you went into the program?
I feel that the website that explains the course, and then also the availability of faculty or the program sponsors to reach out to and ask questions, it really does a good job of helping to, you know, level set as far as what to expect with the course. To, you know, to be perfectly frank, there were really no surprises for me. I went into it and I sort of experienced what I expected. So I can't say that there's anything that I wish I would have known. I think for me, there was a little bit of level setting, having, you know, been in my professional career for some time and away from school, just getting back into the mode of being very diligent with the reading, being prepared to write, and becoming a more effective writer. Those are things that I don't think I really realized were going to be so important but they turned out to be extremely important and extremely valuable having gone through the process. But I really don't feel like there were any surprises. I feel like the materials that are available to prospective students to go through and review program are very helpful and very on point with what I experienced.
John, now that you've graduated and look back at the program, talk a bit about how it's affected and helped your professional career.
Sure. First, the subject matter that we covered throughout the program, I found to be very applicable to the issues and just the day-to-day circumstances that I deal with regularly at work. On the policy end, there are a number of things that were very applicable. Beyond that, even getting into the MBA portion of the program, obviously drilling into just general business information and that business coursework was very applicable. Some of the skills that were brushed upon and I guess enhanced throughout the program as far as just being able to problem solve, being able to look at very complex, issues and cases and dig in and do research and find your own answers. I spoke earlier to the writing and just becoming a more effective communicator and writer. I think those are all things that were enhanced through the program that are applicable to what I do at work. Beyond that, the other thing I would say is from a career development standpoint, I work for a very large corporation and a lot of the promotional opportunities that are posted once you reach a certain level within the organization either require or strongly encourage that candidates have a graduate degree. And the program definitely helped me meet those requirements.
Very good, John. Thanks. And for those of you listening to this program, considering an online master's degree in pharmacy, please visit our website, onlinepop.pharmacy.ufl.edu. That's onlinepop.pharmacy.ufl.edu. Or email me, Robert Navarro, at rnavarro, R-N-A-V-A-R-R-O, at cop.ufl.edu.